You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Hey everyone, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. I've been needing a quick getaway with my family, and the 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe is the perfect vehicle to take us there. It has standard third row seating, so I'm able to pack my entire family, plus pets in the car, while also having enough room for our camping essentials. Available H-Track all-wheel drive will get us through any dirt trails, and available dual wireless charging pads will ensure we never have to worry about getting stuck with a dead phone in the middle of nowhere. Visit HyundaiUSA.com. or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
These are challenging times, but you don't have to navigate them alone. Welcome to How Can I Help? I'm Dr. Gail Saltz. I'm a clinical associate professor of psychiatry at the New York Presbyterian Hospital, a psychoanalyst, and best-selling author. And I'm here every week to answer your most pressing questions, hopefully with understanding, insight, and advice. A commitment phobia is a fear and subsequent avoidance of having to commit to anything, but often, especially, a relationship. Being involved with someone afraid of commitments can be both frustrating and perplexing. In addition, being afraid of any commitment is no picnic either. Life is pretty lonely for the person who's fearful. So today, I'm answering a question from a listener about the fear of committing. Degree of fear about commitment can range from a tendency to be uncomfortable, all the way up to an irrational and total fear state around any sign of personal commitment, like marriage, which is called gamophobia. While there may be many reasons for this fear, it often begins when a child has a loss of an important person in their life, a divorce where they lose one parent, or if a parent dies, can be so traumatic that the child may always fear losing a loved one. This fear of loss and rejection keeps the commitment phobe from risking getting attached to anyone. Being a witness to spousal abuse may also induce a fear of getting hurt or of being a hurter in the child witness who then grows into an adult who never wants to get married. If you have ever dated someone who says they want to be with you desperately and seem to chase you with incredible zeal till they catch you, and then suddenly turns cool and critical, you may have stumbled onto a commitment phobic person. It's possible for someone to experience gamophobia only. In other words, only the fear of marriage. They might feel comfortable committing to their job, even other relationships and events that require long-term responsibility, but not marriage. And it's also important to note that if your partner has a fear of commitment or commitment phobia, that doesn't necessarily mean that they don't love you or they don't value you. It doesn't mean that they are necessarily rejecting you or don't want to spend time with you. It also doesn't mean that they're necessarily cheating on you or that they're being manipulative with you. It can be they feel all the wonderful feelings towards you and they want to stay with you, They just have terror when the talk turns to committing. It may be difficult for someone to deal with the commitment itself, but not the feelings. They could be in love, they want to spend time with you, and even desire to get closer. Yet, they might have a hard time dealing with the dedication and engagement that this requires. If they live with a phobia, the irrational fear this involves could really trump their feelings. Being in a relationship with someone who doesn't commit to you can be frustrating and even hurtful. It may be difficult to tell whether your partner doesn't want to commit to you, or has a difficulty committing in general, or if they actually have a phobia. There can be real reasons for their avoidance of commitment in all of these instances. They might not even be aware of where their fear comes from or why, despite loving you, they avoid taking the next step. Researchers haven't been able to establish one specific cause for commitment phobia, but relationship anxiety in general can eventually become fear or phobia if the person repeatedly experiences traumatizing or hurtful situations. There could be a few different reasons or factors actually involved when this happens. Insecurity about attachments, someone who is struggling with a personality disorder, someone who has had repeated trauma or prolonged stress. It could be something to do with a family history and their fear of modeling that family history. And it could have to do with very low self-esteem. Not everyone who's gone through these situations develops fear of commitment, and not everyone living with commitment phobia has even experienced these situations. But how do you spot someone with a fear of commitment at the start of a relationship? Here are a few typical behaviors. Very aggressive interest with lots of compliments and professions of love very early on. Once you're hooked, and obviously so, they suddenly create distance. They act trapped. They, quote, need space. They might criticize you and almost seem to search for a good reason to break up. Also, when a relationship is working well, then you find they annoy or hurt you in an attempt to blow up the relationship. They may get very involved and then break up, only to come back to you after the breakup and then break up again. They cannot discuss marriage or even living together. They have unrealistic ideas of how perfect someone has to be for them. And they pick unavailable partners so they don't have to worry about commitment. When we come back, I'll get to my listener's question.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Had enough of those supplements that leave you feeling nothing? Symbiotica is your solution to great-tasting, all-natural supplements that actually work. Crafted with premium plant-based ingredients, their products have no seed oils, fillers, or toxins. Try them out and actually feel the difference today. Visit Symbiotica.com and use code IHEART for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Again, that's 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Go to Symbiotica.com. Symbiotica.com.
Let's get to my listener's question and ask, how can I help? Dear Dr. Saltz, I have been dating this guy for 8 months. I am in my late 20s, and I would like to get married and have a family at some point. I am crazy about this guy, and honestly, he seems pretty crazy about me, too, from all the signs. But when I speak of a future together, he seems to kind of shut down and pull away a bit. He doesn't seem to want to break up. In fact, he's been very clear about that. And he wants us to be monogamous. But as I approach 30, I don't know how much time I should spend with a guy who doesn't, after 8 months, seem to have interest or drive to get married at all. Or at least, he never indicates that with me. If I drop any hints about the future, he is all in with me, like talking about the future. But again, as soon as I start making noises about what we will be doing, like, will we be married? He cools off. I don't know what to do because I do love him, but I also love myself and my wishes for a family. Should I hang in there? Should I do something different? Or is this situation hopeless? Most of the solutions to dealing with fears of commitment really have to do with communication. There may be many ways to address and cope with anxiety and fear of commitment. But consider a few of these. First of all, you do want to talk with him about it, about specifically what you're bringing up to me. One of the best ways to overcome fear of commitment is to maintain open and honest communication. Numerous studies have found that being on the same page with your partner is actually even more important for relationship success than the actual level of commitment. So he needs to know quite specifically your wishes for the future. And actually, you need to know his. You can talk about your desired timeline, and then you can listen to his. Adding, of course, that your timeline may include concerns about your biological clock, which I think I'm hearing from you. Also, discuss the possibility of a fear or phobia. People with commitment phobia may be more likely to make progress if they acknowledge that they actually have a fear, if indeed that's what's going on. If you're unsure of how to handle this conversation or that's just not going well, if you're having trouble doing it in the first place, you might consider getting the support of a mental health professional, like a couples therapist. It is important, though, to acknowledge the steps your partner does take. Again, researchers have found that when you acknowledge the significance of your partner's efforts and sacrifices, they are less likely to pull away. This is because, basically, positive reinforcement works. So if he does plan anything for the future or does consider your feelings about a future together, make it clear that you hear him and you really appreciate him trying. If your partner has low self-esteem or fears of abandonment, use supportive words and positive feedback. This works a whole lot better than threatening to leave. The point is, the fear of abandonment can keep him from committing. And reassuring him and giving him confidence that you are staying can help him move past these fears of rejection and loss. Badgering him or guilting him into making a larger commitment than he's ready for is actually unlikely to work. And if it does work in the short term, it's highly likely to backfire shortly after that. I would consider couples therapy because talk therapy with a mental health professional can be incredibly useful in overcoming anxiety and improving communication within a partnership. There really is no downside. And if you can frame it as you wanting to improve your ability to consider how to move forward and communicate better, then that might be acceptable for him. But I'll also say this. If you're really and repeatedly ready for the next step, but your partner remains not so, consider asking yourself whether you're really willing to stay in the relationship as it is. If you are, well, fine. But if you aren't, it may be a good idea to end it and move on, because sometimes a fearful person will never be able to, nor want to, make a marital commitment. And that is doomed, at the end of the day, to make you miserable. I hope that was helpful. If you know that you have a fear of commitments, then getting psychotherapy to understand the roots of your fears and resolve them can really help. Because it can be very frustrating and sad to deal with your own commitment fears. If you are in a relationship with someone that you think has a fear of commitment, try to discuss it with them. Be empathic rather than critical, which will only drive them away. Tell them you understand that it is scary for them, but that in order for you to stay with them, they have to get help. If, however, you can see the signs in someone before you are in too deep, you might want to move along to a partner without this issue. Working out intimacy with someone afraid of it is no easy task. There could be a lot of heartache in store, with no certainty of a possible happy ending. It could be time to go looking for a more stable possibility and hope for satisfaction. Do you have a problem I can help with? If so, email me at howcanihelp@senecawomen.com. All senders remain anonymous. And listen every Friday to How Can I Help? With me, Dr. Gail Saltz.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.